Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This episode has been brought to you by Exter. Exter is the best brand for people looking for accessories that live life on the go. They have sick-ass wallets, which hold up to 6 cards. My favorite is the carbon fiber one. Go ahead and check that out. Pretty sick. They also have things like the Grid Backpack, a really cool travel duffel bag. Freaking amazing. Has so many compartments, and even the bottom secret compartment, which fits perfectly a 15-inch MacBook Pro. Go ahead and check them out. Use code 2AM to save.
Had to clear my throat for this one, but Rare Bird, Paraxanthine Coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's our last, but not least, sponsor. One of the most incredible productivity hacks out there. To be able to get the benefits of caffeine without the negatives that it offers. So, Paraxanthine's where it's at.
Beautiful. If you're looking to drink coffee at any time of the day without any consequences to face, go ahead and check them out. Use code 2AM.
20% off, baby.
Let's get started. Thank you again for joining us today. This is episode 222. Growing strong here, you see. What did I tell you, man? From the day we started, I was like, I don't know how far we're going to go, but certainly didn't imagine 222.
You know what's funny? What? The first two, the door across from us was 222.
No way.
Yeah. Remember Thodic? Talked about it?
Yo. I'm starting to remember now.
Angel numbers, bro.
Oh, my God. This might be the one that takes off. Oh, shoot. Oh, a lot of cool stuff is happening.
Dude, that's a crazy amount of episodes. 222 episodes.
Yeah. What the hell's going on next door? I'm not sure if you guys are hearing that, but...
sounds like fucking Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, it sounds like the vibrator Muhammad Hijab was talking about.
Shmooly!
What are you shaking?
What are you shaking?
God, dude.
No, you gotta... Come on, bust the Dahmer out.
The Dahmer? Oh. Relax. Just want to take some pictures. Just trying to take some pictures here. Relax. I don't know why you're shaking. Why are you shaking, boy?
I like them torsos, boy.
Oh, my God. If you want to really shake it up today, we have an article that it came across today. I don't know how the hell I didn't hear about this in 2013, but let me mention something to you. In 2013, a Florida man named Jeff Bush was sleeping in his bedroom when a large sinkhole opened up directly underneath his bed. It swallowed him whole and his entire bedroom. His brother heard him scream, but was unable to see or reach him in time. Bush's body was never recovered. Can you imagine? So if we go to look at the article here.
That's insane.
Yeah. That caught me by surprise this morning. I was like, what the hell? 2013? How did I not hear about this? So it says a Florida man screamed for help and disappeared as a large sinkhole opened up under his bedroom. His brother said on Friday, no signs of life have been found, which is, I'm just going to stop there. That's pretty crazy hearing your brother screaming, right?
Yeah.
And you're jumping in there to help him after. But
it's just a giant hole.
It's gone. Yeah. He's gone. The house is gone. Whatever there was there is gone. Right? So he was a 37-year-old. He was presumed dead that day. The victim of a sinkhole hazard so common in Florida.
Oh, it's a common thing.
It's a common thing in Florida. So there's been laws that have been passed with like building on certain areas. because of sinkholes since 1954, I believe.
Of course it has to be Florida.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's because of the wetness under there. It's just a lot softer of dirt. So you got to be careful where you're planting your house. Pretty crazy to think about because you really don't think about that. Like, you think of your house as like a safe space. You know, once you enter the door, you're like, oh.
Yeah, you forget that you're on a planet. You forget that the surface of the earth can change in a moment.
Technically dirt. It's crazy. The sinkhole was estimated at 20 feet, which is 6 meters across, and 20 feet deep, caused the home's concrete floor to cave in on Thursday as everyone in the Tampa area house was turning in for the night.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going through that experience? Falling into a sinkhole? Where does a sinkhole lead?
I mean, first of all, I think if you were sleeping, you would wake up, you would wake up like, what the hell is going on, first of all, and then you're just gone. Right.
Is it more like an earthquake and then it falls through?
I guess, because if you think about how they're mentioning what it sounded like, it sounded like a car hitting the house and brought Bush's brother running.
It sounds like a car hitting the house. Damn.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I don't know. I guess his brother actually jumped into the hole and couldn't see his brother and had to be rescued himself also by a sheriff deputy.
What if he's still alive? What if he just dropped into, like, Taiwan or something?
Well, he was buried alive, for sure, now. Like, with all the dirt, you know? What do you mean, into Taiwan?
I'm saying the hole that leads to fucking China,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, those 1990s jokes.
Those 90s jokes. Yeah, but that is tragic.
It's pretty insane, dude, to...
Talk about a unique way to go out of the world.
Yeah. Well, it's like, sorry for your loss. What happened?
Have you ever seen...
You won't believe this, you know?
You won't believe this, pal. Have you ever seen the video of the... It's in a forest, but it's a pretty popular video. Mm. And it basically shows the earth breathing. And there's a natural phenomenon that... I don't know. I can't explain it. I didn't read too deeply into it.
Oh, I think I've seen what you mean. It looks like it's like a bubble breathing in and out, right?
It literally looks like the surface of the earth is breathing. Yeah.
What the hell? I don't know what that is called. But
what if the earth is a living organism? Just the entire earth. I think that's a theory, actually.
What the hell? We're on something's eyeball. Something more massive.
It's pretty massive, bro.
And that's why it rotates. Because it's trying to catch the sun, boy.
It's trying to get that sun gazing.
Yeah, no. I mean, think of how common this is, okay? It's so common that in 1980... or 81, a sinkhole opened up near Orlando that swallowed up a whole car dealership.
Oh!
And the swimming pool of a YMCA.
Damn.
That's insane. It could be a living organism just trying to, like, you know, breathe through the mouth real quick.
You imagine starting a dealership and then having it all go to waste because a sinkhole hit it?
Dude, imagine if it was like a Ferrari dealer. Oh, my God. Not the imports, man.
Not the foreigns.
No. Yeah, dude. I was awakened by that, and I was like, damn, what a beautiful day. You know?
Yeah, sinkhole day, huh? Mm-hmm. You know what's a great movie?
What?
The Creator.
Is that the new one?
It's a new one. An artificial intelligence.
Is it streaming?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Dude.
The Creator.
When I tell you it's like there are elements of 2049 in there. Mm-hmm. Elements of Ex Machina.
Mm.
But it's hard for me to say whether... I think Ex Machina is up there. I don't know whether this movie's better.
Mm.
I think the storyline might be a little bit stronger, but it's hard to say.
Mm. Interesting. Because
Ex Machina was a great movie.
Yeah. I haven't seen Ex Machina. I don't know why. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I haven't seen it.
Gotta watch it.
There's something about, like, artificial crap that I just don't find entertaining sometimes.
I can see why, but these are, like, only the handful of movies that do it well.
Mm. Mm. Maybe. I'll check it out.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
To each their own.
I promise you anything. Mm-hmm. To each their own. Dude, I have some notes here that I took earlier.
I don't want your notes.
Yeah, you do. You want my notes for sure. I'm about to surprise you, dude. Oh, dude, I went to a photo shoot today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Another naked man?
No. There's nothing naked here today, thankfully. But yeah, it was kind of scary just because of the dog situation.
Mm.
They had some guard dogs, and the idiots have them inside. They're like, yeah, come on in. I was like, everything good in there? No? And they're like, yeah, everything's cleared up for you. Walk in. They're like, hey, stop it. I'm like, oh, shit. So I just back the hell out, close the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, like, what the hell?
How are you going to take pictures in that environment? Assuming that you have an arm to take a picture with.
It's not even that. It's just like, you have a guest coming, you know? You yeah. should know your own dogs by now. Like, I'm not going to know your dogs. You know them better, you know? It's my first time meeting them. So, like, control it. That's, like, at the start of it, I was already, like, a little annoyed, you know? Like,
yeah, you got to control your bitches, you know? That's just how it is.
Yeah. So, no. It wasn't cool.
What kinds?
I'm not terrified of dogs, but they're bulldogs, bro.
Oh, no.
Like, come on.
I don't
We're
care
good.
How friendly I'm, dude. I'm just...
Oh, they're nice. They just want to sniff you. It doesn't look like they do, so no. We're good, you know? Can you put them in the backyard, please? Yeah, sure. Give me 1 minute.
Look like the guard dogs of Hades himself. Like, no, I'm not interested.
Dude, haven't you seen all these articles, bro? Hi, I'm here to babysit. Face gone, you know? Like, we're good.
Yeah, we're definitely good.
Rather lose a client.
End up taking pictures there?
Yeah. So whatever house, honestly.
What do they do with the dogs?
They just put them in the backyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happens, or what happened when you went into the backyard? Put them inside?
No, I was like, I'm going to shoot the front, and then I'm going to shoot the dog. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, I know a lot of people probably didn't find that funny, but yeah.
Hey, listen, it's comedy.
Yeah, it is.
Don't be so sensitive.
I don't know, dude. Bulldogs, I just can't do.
Pit bulls, yeah.
No, I'm good.
Imagine if you had the most horrendous sounding, like, just the barks. Like, you didn't see the dogs. Just the barks were just terrifying. Ravenous.
Yeah.
But then you walk in and it's three golden retrievers. Like, what the hell is this?
The hell is that? Chihuahuas.
Dude, chihuahuas and these small dogs, they act like they are the apex predators.
Yeah.
On this planet. But in reality, you could just punt them like 500 yards easy.
Okay, dude. Oh, dude, forgive me for being so tired, but like, damn, I'm really feeling this 2 a.m. vibe today.
Forgive me for we have sinned on 2 a.m. On 2 a.m.
Yeah, fuck? We were just making fun of trailers in general. How trailers are pretty nuts today. Should we announce something in a trailer form today? Everyone's like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
What are you guys talking about, huh? Trailers.
Oh, no. Hold up. Let me set this up real quick. Ready? All right, guys. There's a new movie coming out. All right, be prepared.
This summer, Springwater is making a comeback. Oh. Oh my God, what is that?
Is that a mountain valley?
Yikes, Scoob!
Yikes!
The hydration station.
Yeah, that's kind of...
that was pretty funny.
We were doing that for like a good 5 minutes.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. We were doing that on some very controversial topics, actually. That will not be mentioned.
Oh my God, dude. Controversial.
Can you imagine if we put that up? The originals?
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
I mean, it's just controversial, you know?
In this, right now, in this point in history, everyone would just go after you. I don't know.
Who is that? Is that Hamas?
Bruh. Is that
hummus. Oh my god, dude. Better watch out. Isn't that the joke?
You might as well do it for the IDF too. Fuck.
Oh my god. No, I'm one-sided, bro.
I think I'm on the side of truth. I think
we're both I'm on the side of truth. That's all it is. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm very exhausted today. And I feel the need to speak on certain things.
Like what?
Like, do you remember what I was telling you earlier about the common thing that all humans can agree is just bad and makes you a bad person in general?
Mm-hmm.
So this excludes religion and most philosophy, right? But you see this occurrence in plenty of groups. So you could be gang affiliated. You could be a part of a cult. You could be in a religion. You could be in whatever. But there's one character trait that just goes and says, hey, this person is bad regardless of what we agree on. Okay. And it is lying. Lying. You lie to your boss in the mafia, damn right, you're going to get something back, you know?
You can get a Nevada of acid, that's what.
Mm-hmm. You lie to your parents, guess what? Consequences.
You can get a spanking.
Mm-hmm. Get the grounding of your life. You lie to your spouse. Game over.
Divorce.
You know how it is.
You lie to your followers on social media.
They'll unfollow.
No more money.
Mm-hmm.
No more brand deals.
No more support. And then we're talking to a wall all over again.
Yeah, it really is a terrible trait. And we've all done it to a certain extent, but...
Yeah.
Those pathological liars, especially people who lie about really, really big things.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Like the IDF. Oh, my God. Oh. Israel in general is lying. Once again.
Changing their fucking name from the Israeli Defense Force.
Guess what? Now people believe that they are lying because CNN reported it and the Los Angeles Times.
Oh, mainstream media.
Yeah. Oh,
they're the stereotypical, like, top of the hierarchy liars.
Yeah. So that's insane. To me, you know, that, you know, me as an Arab always goes, they're lying. But then it's like, show me evidence. Well, here's the evidence. I still don't believe you. But it takes CNN to say it for it to be believable. You're just like, oh, why are they lying now? Oh, my God. Oh, you know, like I said, you wouldn't have a playbook if this wasn't a play.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the biggest play on humanity.
I want to try to understand why it's so, why lying itself is so offensive to people. I think it's because you're breaking the social contract.
And you're breaking trust.
Well, that's definitely the core of it. But if I were to think back to like hunter-gatherer tribes, very tight-knit group of people, if you were to lie, then if it was a bad enough lie, you'd certainly be kicked out.
You're
a death.
Yeah. You're a backstabber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that hurts. Hmm.
The white lies are stupid, though.
Yeah, the white lies are dumb. It's like, oh, why'd you find the need to lie about it? You
know? Yeah.
Your car's not white. Why'd you say it was white? You
know, like, like,
okay, but we're talking about things that are probably going to ruin history or ruin a relationship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone knows how we feel about cheating in general. And cheating is a form of lying. Obviously.
Not to some of these alpha male dudes out here.
Yeah, dude. Nah, dude. I'm just doing what God wants me to
do. Nah, dude.
What God has created me to do.
To be the alpha and the omega cheater.
Mm. Yeah, the omega cheater.
See a lot of these fucking idiots on Twitter.
I mean, that's... You know what's... this is going to probably blow your mind, bro. I kind of understand.
Understand what?
I understand the cheating part. I'm not what? Saying, like, I am an understanding person, right? So I'm not going to be like, that is absolute, like, how could you even think about, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, okay, But if you read into the laws of human nature,
right? Yeah,
and then there's female nature and male nature. Now, the ultimate test is to control yourself, right? Put limits on things, and you discipline yourself into you control everything. Not everything controls you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'm not talking about life. I'm talking about everything within your body. So emotions,
urges,
yeah, urges like, yeah. like that, desires, whatever. But
I think you can understand them in the sense that you experience how strong the temptation is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a man who has any high level of testosterone, you have these urges, sexual urges specifically, every single day.
Yeah.
Now, just because it's an urge does not mean you indulge.
Yeah.
You have the urge to eat 3 pounds of ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but you don't eat 3 pounds of ice cream, you mm-hmm. know? So it's that.
I mean, here's this disconnect. Question. There's a question, like if you go around asking most dudes, what's your type? I think that's a good question because it sparks up like a lot of, oh, my type? You know?
Mm-hmm.
They have to think about it. But yeah. then if you go walking in a mall, they'll be like, damn, she's hot. She's hot. She's hot. Damn. Nice.
It's like the rating scale. Didn't you mention the rating scale a while back? Like almost every guy inherently knows of the subconscious rating scale. So when we point out like, yeah, she's a 3,
yeah,
she's a 7, she's a 9.
Yeah, you know. So that to me indicates that you don't really have a type. You like certain features, you know.
Mm.
But that's why I'm saying, like, if you walked through a mall or whatever, right, and this has happened in every guy group ever, right? Damn, she's bomb. That girl was bomb. This one was bomb. That one was, you know? And if you take them all individually, whoever they pointed out, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to tell me he has a type?
And that type can be distorted by various things in society,
exactly.
too.
Depending on your mood for the day, too. Know what I'm saying?
It's true.
So in general, men like women. Of course, straight men, but...
I mean, I'll even go to the extent I really do believe that... I mean, maybe in today's society it's changed quite a bit, but I honestly think men, compared to women, have a higher rate of cheating. I think men are more likely to cheat rather than women.
Mm-hmm.
But the dynamic is severely fucked up today.
Yeah.
To where I almost doubt myself in that statement, and I'm willing to say women, in general, in Western society, are more likely to cheat than men.
Yeah.
Because men, in general, and most men, don't have the opportunity to have sex.
Yeah. I feel like women are acting a lot more shady.
In general, sure. You can make that argument.
Yeah.
But the average man is at home playing video games.
Not me. I ain't no average man.
You ain't no average man.
No. So basically, I don't even know what. I just find it interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This whole, the way we are wired, the way women are wired. It's kind of cool to see, but at the same time, this is why I revert back to discipline. Because I think the true aspect of happiness comes with one person.
Yeah.
Right? And when you got that person, like, they're so well-rounded to the point where you're like, dude, I like, you almost naturally convince yourself, I don't need anything else. But this doesn't mean that you don't find other things attractive.
Oh, without a doubt.
100%, you know? And anyone that's going to try to control that, you know, like, for example, if my spouse tried to go against the laws of my nature, right, as a man,
mm-hmm.
there has to be some sort of understanding. It's not necessarily cheating. It's not cheating at all, actually.
Having the sexual urge?
Not even the sexual urge. Like, just the eye. It's the way a man perceives things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be translated into emotion, right? But this is why I refrain from things like speaking too much, where, like, environment, you know, in what context, you know. I mean, there's some people that take to an extreme where it's like, oh, I don't engage with women at all, you know, outside of my marriage.
Like, yeah, that's realistic. Come on.
You know? They'll have, like, a male assistant, like, all this stuff. Like, they'll make sure of that, you know?
I mean, if you know yourself so well that you really are that weak to where you'll indulge at any given urge, then sure, do that. But I think inevitably that person's going to fail. They're going to cheat in one way or another.
Yeah.
But there's a difference here. It's like, I believe in a strong relationship. The man and the woman can recognize a beautiful woman or a handsome man, recognize it for what it is, and just, like, talk about it maybe for a few seconds, and then move on.
Yeah, and of course, these things aren't public. These are just, like, inner thoughts, you know, where you go, like, you know, there's so much candy in the world. Why can't I have it all, you know? You're used to candy that way. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know. I think it comes down to appreciation of, like, I think I really strongly believe if you found the one, you would be your inner child self in front of that person, and it would be completely fine. It would be safe. It would be comfortable, and it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's ideally the kind of state of mind you would want to be in, and state of heart, you know, if it's a long-term thing.
Do you actually think you find the one, though?
I think the one is just who matches your inner child, generally.
No, I agree with you. But is that something you find, or is that something
I don't think
you cultivate?
I don't think this is the one. I think it's a certain type of characteristics within a person. And then
true.
Multiple people in the world could have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And let's be real. Like, this whole single guy playboy fantasy, that's life on fucking easy mode.
Yeah.
That really is life on easy mode. How about you get into a relationship and really duke it out with your woman in terms of being the best man that you can, being valuable, and then in return, she sparring with you.
I mean, anyone technically can make money, build relationships, rent a yacht, buy a car, do whatever, run parties. Invite chicks, you know?
Yeah, anyone can do that.
And I think the toughest part is, like you said, it's the, like, committing to one person and everything that comes with that. That's the tough part. And then I feel like that's not talked about enough.
As a matter of fact, it's glorified.
As to who's winning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously media and everything is going to have you feeling like, oh, dude, it's all about the playboy mentality. You know, it's about how many chiz I've, you know, been with. And the whole thing about, like, you know, guys' body count is not the same as girls' body count, when in reality it's pretty much just as disgusting, you know?
Yeah, I don't get how it's a more, you know, these idiots refer to Genghis Khan and all these, like, conquerors back in the day as if that's something to fucking aspire to.
Oh, because that's their,
like, dude, do you know how many people him and his, and the Mongols killed? In order to get to that point of power, in order for him to get to that point.
Yeah, that's why they call him bodies, bro.
It's just such an immature way to view
body
reality.
Body count, conquering, like, these are keywords, you know?
But no, we have to be 100% real. Like, it's very easy to jump from body to body to body to body. It's very easy. Once shit gets tough in a relationship, if you even go down that route, you just jump ship. Yeah. That's what you do for every fucking thing in your life.
Peace.
Oh, yeah. This job isn't working out. Let me jump ship.
Yeah. There's no commitment game going
None.
On.
What do you expect to get if you're not consistent in what you desire?
Well, I mean, short-term happiness, I guess. But you're always going to be looking for, like, different outlets of happiness rather than one.
Yeah.
You know? But, I don't know. To each their own, I guess.
Long live the nuclear family.
Mm.
That's my position.
In a world
where you must conquer the puss. Strangely enough, you're running out of bodies. You don't say, huh?
I don't mean, no.
You're running out of bodies.
Oh my god. Nah, dude. I mean, single life is cool. Not gonna lie. You know? It's the attention period.
Sure.
Whatever. It's cool. But what's even cooler is being on the track of marriage. I think that's what's pretty cool. Like, we agreed with this. We agreed on this with Kai.
Mm-hmm. And legacy, like, and all that?
The legacy, yeah. Building the legacy. Nobody has a desire to do that anymore. No one really thinks, like, when they think in the future, right? They don't go like, oh, I want to put my kids in, like, the best school or, you know, wherever place. I don't think America's good for them. I want to do this. I see my future here, or whatever. Like, they see it more as like, yeah, you know, once my company takes off, I'm going to get the red Ferrari, and then I'm going to, like, do all this stuff. And there's no consideration of, like, your lineage.
And what's funny is that that's not manly. It's not manly to focus on all the things that you can acquire as opposed to extending your legacy like that.
It leads off with, it is manly, you know? Like, it's a man thing. You need your, I don't know.
To a certain extent.
Do what you want, kind of.
We all want our goodies and shit. Mm-hmm. But if you take a look at a 45-year-old man, mm-hmm, who doesn't have any family, no kids, no wife, versus a 45-year-old man who has a well-established family, multiple kids, an extended family as well, like, what quality of life are you really going to be more attracted to? In my opinion, it's the more established man, because with that establishment comes a whole set of skills and a whole set of experience that this fucking idiot over here doesn't need.
Here's what I find funny, okay? Is that essentially when someone, I don't know, just like an alpha dude, right? When they go to watch or gain wisdom or whatever, who are they referring to? It's the married man with a lot of experience in witnessing this world.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But then they have their own playbook. And that's where I'm like, what the hell? It's kind of funny, you know? So it's a little ironic here that you don't believe in that, but then that's where you gain your wisdom from. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there's examples like Alan Watts, where he was a drunk and abusive to his wife and all this stuff. Like, he was like pretty kind of a shitty person toward his family, but still had some wisdom, I guess.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. But I don't know, man. Like, dudes be posting this stuff on Instagram.
What stuff?
Where, like, on the weekend, they're, like, picking up chicks, and then, like, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, like, here's some, like, wise quotes from whatever. And it's like, did you know this guy's, like, married, has a full legacy behind him, raises his kids a certain way, you know, like, whatever? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with raising, for sure. How you were raised.
Yeah, 100%, dude. Like, courting doesn't even exist in this country anymore.
Courting?
Yeah. You you meet a woman, you court her for a period of time, and then you move on with all the bigger decisions. Mm. But the whole the dating marketplace and the sexual marketplace today in Western society is very trashy. It's very, very trashy.
It's very quick and just like not thought about too much.
Dude, I've seen this firsthand with some people in Southern California, okay? Mm-hmm. These are some of the most degenerate individuals I've ever come across.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about depraved actions, dude. Like, shit that you trace back to some of the worst father and mother upbringing ever.
Oh my god, dude. I mean, I see that, man. Just growing up in a Middle Eastern Arab household, it's like the way we were raised and the way they talk about raising my kids, you know, or whatever. You could talk to a grandmother, right, and be like, oh, like, I raised my kids a certain way, and I raised them like this. And, like, you know, all thanks to God, I also raised them I raised the young ones too, along with them, with the same type. And look at them now. They're beautiful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's a lot of emphasis on raising, you know? And they treat it like it's an actual job.
Because it is.
Yeah. Like, they attend to that. Mothers attend to that, you know?
Well, dude, Kara posted, she posted this, I think it was today, actually. She posted this Instagram story where this dude was holding a board and it said, breastfeeding a child, I forgot the context, but breastfeeding a child takes 1,800 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And a full-time job takes 1,800 hours. I think within like a given time period. Mm-hmm. But it goes to show it's a full-time job.
Yeah. And that's the human nature, man.
Yeah.
I think when you have a kid, it's well, I was going to say, it's not downhill. It's
you're done for, but
I don't know, bro. It's downhill for me today. I need to go to sleep, man. But it's demanding, just like a job. Even
yeah,
worse.
Yeah. You know, life is harder with a child, but eventually that pays off. You become a better person through that.
Mm-hmm. And you start to forget about your own, you know, little things, little quirks, you know. You don't care about much that you used to care about, you know.
Get out of your own way.
I've seen it happen, man. Mm-hmm. Like my sister, for example. Boom. Like everything she wanted to do. I wanted to do this and that and my career and blah, blah, blah. And has a kid. And all of a sudden it's like, you ask her about it and she's like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever. You know, I don't really care about it. This is what I want to do. You know, I want to take care of this kid. I want to take care of this. That's not like I need to. I want to.
Mm-hmm. It's more appealing than going to a fucking corporate job.
Yeah, but it's also like you got to think about the connection that she has with the child. It's not going to be the same connection you have.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you'll have probably a mental connection. They'll have, like, an actual intuitive, like, skill that they know. Like, they're just attached now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not up to them. They were literally attached.
Yeah.
Once that attachment's gone, the attachment's still there. It's just invisible. You know what I mean? Pretty insane.
Things to think about.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Pretty freaking sick, man.
Why am I starting to get fucking tired right now? My eyes are like slowly closing.
It's Thanksgiving week, bro. That's why. We're training for food coma.
Ooh, turkey.
You doing anything for Thanksgiving?
Going to Rancho.
Going to Rancho. Sounds like a good barbecue time.
It's going to be a good barbecue good, time.
Yeah, probably some turkey.
Maybe a little too good.
Some tatoes.
Some taters.
It's going to be nice.
Boy, give me them taters.
Yeah. Well, if you want to help us out this Thanksgiving, please visit our sponsors. We have Exter and Rare Bird Coffee.
Guys, listen. If you've noticed, we've made some changes to the sponsorship
mm-hmm.
Rolodex, okay? It is very important that you do your best to support us in this endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
Exter for the wallets, for the bags, for the duffel bags.
Anything on that site. Just use code 2AM.
And then Rare Bird. Come on. By now, you should be on Paraxanthine.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff is amazing.
Tastes exactly like coffee. You know why? Because it is coffee. Just without that caffeine effect.
And supporting us using code 2AM will allow us to maintain this production
mm-hmm.
and get even better with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah, yep, yep. All right. It's been lovely. I just wanted to roll this out here and say that I appreciate every single one of you guys that is listening right now. If you want to continue supporting us, please visit our sponsors, Exter and Rarebird. Use code 2AM to save on any of those. We love you, and we will catch you most definitely next time.
Good night.